A Scarborough strip mall will be transformed this summer. Wexford Plaza is the site of the first project of its kind here in the GTA. It's called Plaza Pops, and it's a low-cost, high-impact way to rethink public spaces. And a familiar voice is behind this project. You'll remember our Day Tripper columnist, Daniel Rotstein. He's also the co-lead of Plaza Pops, and he joins me here in studio. You just can't get enough of us.
You can't keep me away. Can't keep me away. Good to be back.
This is very interesting. Tell us about the concept behind Plaza Pops.
So Plaza Pops understands and recognizes Toronto and GTA strip malls as very vibrant community hubs. They're places where many of the city's cultural communities have restaurants and cafes and grocery stores, and they're just like, you go to any of these strip malls and you can like feel the community vibes in them. But there's kind of a deficit of infrastructure. There's not a lot of places for people to sit. There's not a lot of shade. The streets are really wide in these parts of the city. They're six lanes, and you know, the worst consequence of that is there's a lot of, you know, pedestrian fatalities in these parts of the city. So there's just like a lot of, there needs to be an investment in these parts of the city at a human scale. Mm-hmm. So Plaza Pops kind of recognizes that. It also recognizes that as the city densifies, the city of Toronto is directing growth to its capital A avenues. And Lawrence and Warden, where our first Plaza Pops is going to be, is one of these avenues. And what's happening is a lot of the strip malls are being demolished and being replaced by mid-rise condos. And it's good. We need places for people to live. But what's happening is there's not a recognition of the value of the affordable retail space that's already there. Mm-hmm. So Plaza Pops is attempting to say, hey, look, there's something really good happening here. How do we support this as we transform and urbanize and densify the Toronto's inner suburbs?
Helping those smaller businesses still exist.
Yeah, like being through pushed the out by... through the transition.
Right. Okay. So we talked about this back in the fall. Now it's closer to fruition, and it's your idea. So tell us more about looking for input from the public now.
Yeah. So you know, this comes from a lot of people talking about the value of strip malls. So I just want to recognize all that literature and research and good community work that people have done that this project lies upon. And Plaza Pops, behind Plaza Pops is our community working group. So we have a working group comprised of local residents, community organizers who live near Lawrence and Warden. And we've been working with them over the last few months. We've done four meetings, and through those meetings, the working group has kind of created a project charter where they've expressed their hopes, dreams, visions for their neighborhood. And one of the biggest ones was a place for the community to meet itself and an oasis in the bustle of Lawrence and Warden. So from those working group meetings, we combined it with the University of Guelph, Masters of Landscape Architecture students. They attended some of those meetings, and they created designs based on the working group inputs.
Yeah.
And I should also mention that this project is funded by Park People's Public Space Incubator Grant and the City of Toronto's BIA Innovation Fund. So there's a lot of people gunning for this project to succeed, including the local community who are really excited about it.
Yeah, that's great. So there are six design concepts. I'm looking at plazapops.ca right now.
Right.
Tell us about some of them. The Sprout looks interesting.
So green. I invite everyone who's listening to check out plazapops.ca to see these concepts and leave your feedback under each of the concepts. And you mentioned the Sprout. It's really cool. So the Sprout is one of the concepts that really leans into the green. So a lot of the residents said, you know, it's really concrete, asphalt. There's like no green, no shade. So the Sprout is just like hyper dense green, local native plants. It makes connections to the nearby ravines. So it's kind of like the juxtaposition of concrete parking lot with like green lush oasis.
So would that be in the mall?
That would be like, it's going to take up 8 to 10 parking spaces in the middle of the strip mall parking lot.
Okay.
So
people will walk through.
People will walk through, and it will be kind of like a public square. So
yeah,
that's another aspect of this, is that it's privately owned, the mm-hmm. strip mall parking lot, but it's kind of like already a public asset. So we're suggesting, what are other ways this privately owned thing could be used? And the business owners at Wexford Heights BIA and Tony Kiriakou, who owns the plaza we're working in, recognize the potential of – creating a really amazing public gathering space, and it's publicly accessible. You don't have to buy anything to go there, but that kind of is good for their business and supports their business and will bring people to Wexford.
Yeah, lean into the green.
Lean into the green. Choose the sprout. Leave your comments below at plazapops.ca.
What about, keep pitching. What about Confabula?
So Confabula is another one I love. So imagine you go to Lawrence and Warden and you see the form of one of those like classic post-war suburban houses just plopped in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's like a really colorful aluminum frame, lots of places to sit, lots of shade. But another thing they did was they put basically the average size of an apartment unit in the neighborhood to contrast between like a single family home and an apartment unit, and just to express all the different ways people live in that neighborhood. And that project is all about storytelling and people kind of swapping their personal histories in Wexford.
So most of these are going to be in parking lots. Any of them indoor in the plazas?
No, so it's all outdoor outside. Public Great. Space. So it's like just, you know, like if you go to these spots at night in the summer and it's just like, you know, it's already buzzing. It's like as vibrant as a piazza in Italy, and we're just trying to do something to support what's already happening and to bring people's attention to the value of these places.
I love it. Plazapops.ca. Thanks so much for coming back in.
My pleasure.
Daniel Rodstein is the co-lead of Plazapops. The project looks to create publicly shared spaces in privately owned parking lots. The first one will be at Wexford Plaza in Scarborough this summer. How does it feel to land your dream job? Well, I could tell you.